Later this year, the Hillsborough County Commission will decide whether to place a referendum on the November 2010 general election ballot, asking residents if they want to increase sales tax by a penny in order to pay for transit. Today, in Sun City Center, people living in South County weighed in on what future transit choices they prefer. Joy Gasser thinks that Hillsborough should rely on more than just a sales tax increase to fund transportation.
I think that this funding should be a combination of gasoline tax along with sales tax, because obviously the higher cost of gas is going to be a motivation for people to use the public transportation.
Eileen Corder lives in Sun City Center and would support a penny sales tax increase if it means better bus service.
I guess above all, transportation to major shopping areas such as Brandon, where the town center mall there, where there is shopping that isn't available in our community.
Corder's husband, Paul Corder, is working on the Greater Sun City Center Community Plan. He says he hasn't decided whether to support the sales tax increase for transit.
You know, personally, if it would, see some result for Sun City Center, or could, then, I personally wouldn't have an objection to it. Mass transit is important.
No, I'm mostly concerned.
Before the meeting, which drew about 25 residents, Paul Corder examined midterm and long-term transit maps from the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority, or TBARTA. Corder discussed what he hopes to see for the Sun City Center with Brandy Miklas, who represents TBARTA with Jacobs Engineering.
Sun City Center residents can use the supporting network that TBARTA is proposing to connect to commuter rail. And commuter rail line for Hillsborough County, specifically in the southern portion, is along the US 41 corridor. And so they could access the commuter rail line, which would be more focused in peak hour service, meaning in the morning hours and in the afternoon hours. So it would be maybe every 20 minutes for service. And then during the day would probably be more like 30 minutes or every 60 minutes. And if they choose to do that, they can go up to Tampa, or they could travel south and they could actually go to the beaches and have a connection through bus rapid transit over into from Bradenton.
Ray Chiaramonte is executive director of the Hillsborough Planning Commission, which will adopt a long-range transportation plan in December. The countywide plan they are crafting is based on a 1 cent sales tax increase going toward transportation, according to Chiaramonte.
Obviously, Sun City wouldn't be the first area served by any type of rail, although there is a rail proposal for commuter rail along 41 eventually connecting to Manatee and Sarasota and to Tampa. What we're looking at now, though, is beefing up the express bus service, some road improvements probably in the Sun City area, bicycle trails, things like that in the first phases, and then ultimately long term, some type of rail connection for the South County area.
Chiaramonte says that with a dedicated local funding source for transit, such as from a sales tax increase, the county will be much more likely to get state and federal matching funds. Ned Baer is manager of transportation planning for Hillsborough County.
Longer term is something probably beyond 5 years, maybe more like 10 years. There's a commuter rail line that extends near Ruskin to Tampa, and that is on our long-range transportation plans. It would be part of the transportation plan that's being considered.
Ed Crawford is public affairs officer for HART, the county's transportation provider. In addition to express bus service expected to serve South Hillsborough in the future, Crawford says that Sun City Center residents could see on-demand bus service this year.
We believe that in November we'll be able to roll out what's called Flex Service, which would be a radio-dispatched, GPS kind of driven system that will allow people to call and have a vehicle come, small van or a very small bus, come to their place of business or, their home and take them where they need to go. And we hope to roll that out in November.
What I saw in the paper the last time is...
Crawford says the on-demand service will likely have the same fare as a bus. He explained HART's plans to Nick Avella, who wants to see light rail in Sun City Center.
Hopefully we'll get some additional bus service down here for the seniors that, it's getting to a point where they can't drive as much anymore. And I think it's really underutilized.
Audrey Wieske wants more transportation options, but she says that rather than raising the sales tax, revenue should be raised by increasing road tolls, parking fees, and vehicle registration fees.
Well, I'd like to see bus transportation to more areas, and I would definitely like to see access to rail service, so you could sort of avoid driving through Tampa or other directions.
Ann Cross is one of the 9 community association directors at Sun City Center, but spoke only for herself. Cross says that when she moved from Boston, she was shocked that there was no rail system and people had to rely on cars.
So that T-BART is wonderful. And that they're going to have bus services and using the middle of the median strip on the highway. It's fabulous. It's fabulous. Great ideas.